We are learning the Masechtas Moed Katan Daf Chav Chesam Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Chav Chesam Beis. Noshim b'moyed ma'anas. We said that on Chol HaMoed, it's not the Levaya has different halachas, no aspedim. So what about the Noshim? Noshim don't give aspedim, but in the times of Chazal, times of Gemara, the Noshim used to make a lot of noise besides the Levaya. Different things, ma'anos, mekana, metapkos, there's the clap, there's the bang, there's the scream, wail. So Noshim b'moyed ma'anas. They wail, avaloy metapkos, we don't clap. Because we have covered for the moed, they don't clap. Rishmal Eimer has smuchas the mitzvah tapkas. The ones who are very close to the mitzvah, they clap. For Rosh Chodeshim Mechaniko Purim, Anos from the tapkas. They both they scream, wail, and they also clap. Vizeh loy mekainos. But neither one they do kino. What's kino? We'll see in a second. The Gemara says what kino is. Nikvar Mace, once the mace is buried, loy ma'anos from the tapkas. They don't do anything anymore on Chol HaMoed. Once the mace is buried, they don't do metapkos, namanis, nothing. Ezu inui, what's inui? Shekul onis ka'achas, everyone wails at once. Kina is sha'achas medaberes, one says the kina, and everyone answers, v'kul onis akra'a, everyone's oina afterwards. That you never do on Yom Tov or Shchodesh or Chanukah Purim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'lamedna b'noi seichem, and we darshan the word v'isha ru'usa kina means that someone says it and the answer ru'usa oina and the friends answer. That's what kina means. Avol osa lavoi, but la osa lavoi who oimin the pasuk says bila hamavas on netzach hamacha Hashem lekim dima malka upon him. There won't be any mavas anymore. And Hashem will wipe away all the tears. What does it mean? It won't be death anymore. It's plagas v'shoinim. The redak of an art that learns means that there won't be any murder, not any ritzicha. And according to other mafarshim, Chidush Iran says it means no misa whatsoever, because we talk about la'as lavi after the Yom HaMashiach, which means the time of tchias mesa, but it won't be death anymore. Now, what shaykh is to the Mishnah? So Teretz is, the Rosh Kisiyad says, we want to end the Masechta with a good note, and therefore we say this pasuk at the end of the Masechta, where it ends right here by the Mishnah. Taisus says this also. Taisus says, Kedesayim v'dava ha'toiv. So Taisus says, why? Because Moed Katan Seif Seid the Moed. That's what he says. And he says that's why it's next to Yevamos, because it's Pranius and Sopranius. So Moshe has a good kasha, Chagiga is the last Pesachta, but Taisus by Taisus, Moed Katan was the last Pesachta in times of Taisus. What?
The last part, Nikba
Meis, yeah.
That's going on Rosh
Chodesh. On Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, anything, yeah. Even Nikba Meis, you can't do anything. On a regular day, you can say Hasbid afterwards, but not on any Yom Tov. So I think Amar, my Amar, what they say, Oinois, the whale, the scream, what is to say? The Noshim. So I'm going to give a few different examples. Amar Rav, they say, Vai la Ozla, Vai la Chavila. Says, woe to the one who left, who went on a trip that he's not coming back. And Vai la Chavila, woe to this thing they're carrying this mace. Amar Rava, Neshei the Shachnetziv, also said the same thing. Amar Nachi, Vai la Ozla, Vai la Chavila. Amar Rava, Neshei the Shachnetziv, Amran, good garma mikacha, the bone went down from the jaw, which means the mouth opened up, and the water went up. That's just a symbol that the neshama, which came down, now is going back up, which is unnatural. Neshama's going up. It's like the water comes down, doesn't go back up. Here, it's like opening your mouth, and the drink is coming out of the mouth. The neshama is coming out and going up. The mountains should be covered in avelos. The Bar Rami of Bar Ravi, because the Ben Gedolim and the Ben Gevayim, the son of great people, the son of high people, died. Ba'amu Rava, the next few cases I'm talking about, someone dies as an Ani, and they didn't have any money for the Levaya. So he used to say these lamentations in order to make people give money, donate money to the cause. Ba'amu Rava, Nashi the Shanks of Amran, Shiul Istla the Milsa, the shalimu zavade. He says shiul, which is death, is like a silk coat for a person who doesn't have money. The shalimu zavade, there's not any money left. So a person who's very poor, for him, death is like gevaldik. Which he's trying to say is that this guy needs money. Bama Rava, Nashi Yishan, what, am I missed something? Bama Rava, Nashan Yishan Zavamran. Someone all his life he was running after his money and wasn't matzliach. So when it comes to go over, which means he's dying, he has to borrow money for his levaya. Mivdiki. Those soichrim which you saw in a certain place called Azbeki, you have to, when you checked into them, you saw the taka had no money. They looked like when they were alive, look at their big soichrim. Lamaisa, once they died and you checked it closely, they'd have no money. They died, and they died without any money, and they have to actually, and they had Yisurim, which is more than Misa. Like the Talmud, there's no Rashi on this Gemara, not so much Rashi in this Gemara. So Talmud, not so much Rashi. The Talmud Ransberg explains a lot of this Gemara. This Gemara is like this: Pirsht Misasa Yehoya Kemis Galadam. Misa Kemis means he died like a regular person, but he had extra because he had Yisurim. So it's like a ribbis. He paid ribbis. He died like everyone, but he had Yisurim. He paid ribbis. He had extra. That's chibulai. It means ribbis. So Moise ki Moise marin chibulu, but he had also ribbis. Adka and these aspedim, these interesting aspedim. Tanya, unta nebraisa. Hayar mei leimer, toiv. It says in the pasuk like this. The pasuk is in Kehelas. Toiv lechas beis ovel, beis evel, melechas beis mishta. It's better to go to beis ovel than to chasana. Pasha hu soif kol adam v'chayit en libay. That is the end of all people. They die. V'chayit en libay. My v'chayit en libay. The people who are alive should put, you know, let it go to their heart. Dvarim shal misa. They should remember about the day of misa, which means the shaloy l'shma dekasvara. The yasped yasvedune. If you give a good hesped, they're going to be masped you well. Then it's midik nega midah. They're going to pay you back. The yakaver, if you help with the kvura, the kvura will better you. The yatin yatinune, if you carry the mita, will carry you. The yadol yatlune, if you pick up the people with hesped, they'll pick you up. Vikadam be a little different. The lo yadol, someone doesn't make himself chashiv and he makes himself dirty to help out the burying of the maize, yatlune, they'll pick him up. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, this pasuk is a great yisoid from Mishlei. Ki toiv omalacha alei. It says like this. It's better the guy walks into the Beis Medrash, sits in the back, and they bring him to the front, than the guy who sits in the Mizrach and say, by the way, no, you belong in the back. So if a guy takes a shtela, you know, sometimes the guy grabs like the first thing, and they tell you, you know, by the way, move back a little bit. That's no good. It's better you go a little lower, and they tell you, come up. It's better if you take go up than to go down. Tara bottom. Because the Mesa bottom is very small. Small, two children died two different times. So when his second child died, Nichnasu Arbaz came with Nachmai. Four of the Gedolei Hadar came to Menachem Aval. Who are they? Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Yisag Lili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva. Only Rabbi Tarfin, before they went in, Rabbi Tarfin said, "Du'u shechacham gadolhu." Rabbi Shmuel is a big chacham, a baki ba gadolis. He knows all that gadolis. Don't say the same thing. I want you to say something else. This way, because he's speaking to Chacham, we want to be Menachemim, we want to tell him something new. So, Omer Rav Akiva, Vani Achren, I want to be last. Okay, they walk in. Pasach Rav Yishmael, Rav Yishmael started talking. Why? Because when we go to Aval, the Aval has to talk first. Pasach, we'll learn later in the Gemara. Pasach Rav Yishmael, Vamar, Rabu Avanoisav. Unfortunately, I have a lot of averus. Tachfu avelov, atu avelus, one after another. Hitriach rabbeis aparmeshoyin v'shnia. I made the my rabbeim come in twice. The big to be the chum coming twice. Machamavol, and now they came and they said their nechamas, their consolations. Not Rav Tarfon Amar. Vacheichem kobe yisrael yivkos srefa. This pasuk talking about another avihu died. So the Dvarim says Gant Klai Yisrael has to cry on this Misa. The Dvarim Kavachay, Ma'adon Avir Yisrael, also a mitzvah achas. The Mashal says it means, probably a lot of mitzvahs. It means they did one mitzvah, which was the Tzarech Gant Klai Yisrael, the Chsiv, right before they died, the Vayikivu B'nei Aaron, his Dom, I love, they did a Avoido, which was Tzarech Gant Klai Yisrael. Kach, that did one mitzvah, Tzarech Klai Yisrael, and because of that, they were Zeichet to a huge hespid. Banov, Shabbi Yishmael, who were Marbitz Torah, and the mitzvahs of Gantz Klai Yisrael, Achaz Kama Kama, of course they deserve a big hespit. Netherese Gulli V'Amai, like this. The Pasuk says, this is talking about the son of Yeravam. The son of Yeravam was going to get a big hespit. That's what it says in the Nevuah, that Achiyah Shloinim was saying. V'Shaftloi Kol Yisrael, the Kavroi said. Now, V'Loi Dvarim Kav HaChaymer, Ma Aviyah Ben Yeravam, Yavir, the son of Yeravam, Shlei also Adav Echad, Taib. Only one thing good for Gantz Klai Yisrael. The Chsiv Bey, Yam Nimtze Bey Dov Atoy. We'll see what it is in a second. Kach gets a big hesped. Bonam Shal B'Shmol Alachas Kama Kama. Of course, the children of Shmol sure get a big hesped. My Dov Atoy. What's this Dov Atoy that Avia did? Machlaikas. Rav Zeir Rukhnir by Papa. Chad Oma Shabit Oma Shmar Atoy V'Ola Regal. He was one of the guards. We know Yeravam stopped people from going to Ola Regal because he was jealous. He's not going to sit down in the Azara. Therefore, he said, you now go Ola Regal. He opened up two places with Egel Hazav. And now let him go by the regal. So he was a guard. He left his post to go by other regal. And people, because of that, there's no guard, and people saw, and they learned from that. The Chara Moshebitel Pardesais, he was Mavatel of the guards. Choice of Rav Mav, Val Drachim. He was Mavatel of the guards one time that his father put on the Drachim. So Yali Yisrael Regal. So he see, that was a Davatayv, and they did the one thing. So Rishmal's children, Achas Kamam Kamam. So that's very two of the Aspeden, two of the Nechamois, the constellations that they said. Nena Rav Elozim Azariyav Amar says in the Pasuk, that Hashem told Tzidkiyo HaMelech, B'sholem, through Nevuah, B'sholem Thomas, of Mitzvahs HaRizach HaMelechem HaRishonim, HaShem HaFanecha, Ken Yisru Locha. You're going to die B'sholem, and they're going to burn all your possessions, like they burn all the Malachim, but a king dies, all his possessions they burn, because no one can use them, because only a king can use them. But Lo'idvarim Kavachayim, Ma Tzidkiyo HaMelech Yidush Lo'osel of Mitzvah Achas, only the one Mitzvah, Shehel Yirmiyo Minatit, when Yirmiyahu said his avua about the Churban Avayis, they threw him. The people threw him into the mud, and Zigeo went and saved him. So this was saved something. The purpose of Gan's Klai Yisrael. Now Yirmiyahu was around to give Musa to Klai Yisrael. So Mat Zigeo did this. Kach Bonav Shal Rishval Achas Kama Kama. What's our Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva Amar. It says in the pasuk, by Yirmiyahu we had this pasuk in Mesechtas Sukkah. By Yirmiyahu Yigdal Hamispad Birshlayim Kemispad Hadrimam Bikas Megidai. It says, Lost Love be a big hesped like the hesped of Hadrimam Bikas Megidai. For Amar Rav Yosef, in Molly Targum, we have the Targum that I crawl. Loiv Adam I come. I wouldn't know what you're talking about. And when the Targum goes like this, but Idnahu, but also Love Yiske Mispad Birshlayim be a big hesped like the size of the hesped Kemispad of the Achav Bar Omri, the Kalti Yosei Hadrimam Ben Tavrimon. It'll be like either like the hesped of Achav, which was a huge hesped, who was killed by Hadrimon, or Kemispa di Yeshio HaMelech Baramoin, the Kotel Yosei Parach HaGigur, Parach Nechei killed him, Bikas Megiddo. So, you see that Achav got a huge hesped. Why? But Yvam Kavachayim, Ma Achav Melech Yisrael Shlo Oslo Dova Echa Toiv. He did one thing good. What? The Chziv, that when the Melech was, he was about to die, he got shot at and he was almost killed, but he didn't want the morale of the people who are at war to be low. So therefore he stood up and made believe he was doing fine. So he did something with Chushkan's Klai Yisrael because they got a big hesped. So these are the ways that they send the Chumash to Rabbi Shmuel. Let's do a few more lines. Omele Rava the Rava Bar Mari. Ksive b'Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo HaMelech was one of the last kings. He was the last king before the Churban Habayis. Zev Tzidkiyo b'Shalom Thomas v'Chziv. It says in the pasuk, "Any Tzidkiyo either." It says that they blinded his eyes. What's the B'Shalom Thomas? Amalei Hochem Arirchanon Shemeis Nevuchadnezzar v'Yomav. Nevuchadnezzar died in his days, and they took him out of jail. He was in jail. It was after Churban Habayis already. Took him out of jail, and he died in his own house, and not in jail. And that was B'Shalom Thomas. Melech was like 22 years before the Churban. So it says about Yeshio, it says, you're going to die, They shot arrows at him. They made him into a sieve. He had a bunch of holes in him. So you see, it wasn't B'Shalom. B'Shalom was not Chorav in his days, and therefore, it was considered he died b'shalom because he did not see the Churban Habayis. He died 22 years before the Churban Habayis.